Agenda item number 15 pertaining to striped bass again here, but this is regarding the reporting for the charter recreational and recreational fisheries. Hey, sir.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
All right.
So this is a public hearing on the proposal to amend Chapter 4 VAC 2252 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to simplify permitting and increase reporting accuracy for the charter and private recreational striped bass fisheries. So in 1990, at the request of the Virginia Charter Association and Industry, VMRC instituted a requirement that all charter fishermen report the total striped bass catch for the entirety of the annual season. This request was made with the interest of collecting data should the industry ever push for their own striped bass allocation. However, no such effort has come to fruition, and 30 years later, we're still collecting this data. Unfortunately, reporting rates are now and have historically been quite low. This is a graph representing the number of charter fishermen who sign up for the striped bass charter permit in blue to the number of charter fishermen who report any catch or effort data to us in orange. 2017 is the only year where we also have data on charter fishermen reporting no activity, and this is because the requirement to report no activity was not actually implemented until last year when all recreational reporting requirements were standardized. Last month, charter fishermen were sent a letter informing them that they would be unable to renew their individual species permits for 2018 until they met the reporting requirements for their 2017 permits, and this actually spurred a jump in compliance to about 41%. However, it's still quite a low rate of reporting, actual catch and harvest reporting, and staff is still not sure about the utility of the data we are collecting. This, because of this, staff has predominantly or primarily used NOAA MRIP data in order to characterize the fishery for management purposes, which is what originally led us to question whether or not we should continue collecting catch data from charter fishermen outside of the spring trophy season. To answer this question, we set a survey to charter fishermen to get their thoughts on the matter, and we got a total of 109 survey responses over the course of 1 month for a 35% response rate. I'm now going to go through very quickly the survey data that we collected. We asked charter fishermen if they had taken a trip chartering for striped bass in the last 3 years, and about half of survey respondents told us they had. This is 54 individuals. Over that same period of time, only 38 individuals officially reported any striped bass catch or effort data to us. We asked how important the striped bass fishery was to the charter captain's business, and half of survey respondents said that it was essential, which leads staff to believe that we are capturing the opinions of individuals with a financial stake in this industry and who care deeply about how the industry is managed. So a little less than half of the survey respondents stated that they would like us to stop or end the reporting requirements outside of the spring trophy season. 23% stated they would like the reporting requirements to be continued, and 30% stated they had no preference. About as many charter fishermen reported that they found striped bass reporting to be burdensome as not. So they were about equally split on that topic. We also asked for any written comments that they wanted to provide us with to about this specific management issue. And I tried to categorize those written comments in this graph. The most common comment we received was that there are just no striped bass left to be caught in the bay, particularly the lower bay and coastal area. We received 10 comments stating that they would like the reporting requirements to go back to only being applied when fishermen have actually caught a fish. We had 6 comments emphasizing that they would like us to keep maintain the reporting requirements. We had 2 comments emphasizing the exact opposite, that they really would like us to end the reporting requirements. And then we had 3 comments about the reporting requirements being too complex, convoluted, or time-consuming. The remainder of the comments that we received, while very useful and edifying, were not actually about this management issue. There are a couple comments that I just wanted to highlight for you guys. I don't believe having charter captains report every trip, catch, release, etc., outside of the trophy season adds anything constructive to the catch reporting system. After a long day on the water, captains have little time or energy to sit and complete forms where the accuracy is oftentimes rushed. Having reliable information on striped bass is critical, but if it is not going to be utilized, then I am in favor of discontinuing reporting. I feel that the reporting of striped bass is an essential tool in the battle of catch shares. So this last sentiment is shared by a considerable minority of survey respondents. It's very clear from the data that we have actually received through a reporting program that we have a number of charter captains who are very dedicated to the striped bass reporting program. In the last 5 years, we have received 1,734 individual reports by 47 captains. 78% of these reports have come from the same 12 individuals, and over 50% of these reports have come from the same 4 charter fishermen. There are people who are using this system. When we presented this information to the FinFish Management Advisory Committee last month, they agreed that it would be best to end the reporting requirement outside of the spring trophy season. And then any charter fishermen who wanted to continue to voluntarily report their catch and effort data would still be able to do so in the optional recreational reporting section of the Virginia Saltwater Journal. Now, when we originally made this request for public hearing, there was an additional component to this proposal, and that was to end the requirement for anglers under the age of 16 to sign up for a spring trophy striped bass permit. We originally wanted to do this because these group of anglers are not required to get a recreational saltwater license or an FIP number. And staff thought it would be good to find consistency among these requirements, or between these requirements. However, after running this by the Regulatory Review Committee, staff actually determined that it would probably be better to keep the requirement status quo. This is because last year when staff worked hard to standardize all the recreational reporting requirements, we consulted with both private anglers and law enforcement to ensure that the requirements would be both easy to enforce and easy to follow. One consensus by those groups was it was important that the operator of the vessel be the person who is in charge of reporting any catch from that vessel. And the law enforcement member of the Regulatory Review Committee let us know that it is not uncommon for individuals younger than 16 to be operating vessels in Virginia waters, something that I can personally corroborate having grown up on the Lynn Haven River. And the review committee concluded that there's no reason to exempt individuals who are entrusting with the responsibility of captaining a vessel from the responsibility of reporting the catch and harvest for that vessel. Therefore, for the sake of regulatory simplicity and consistency, staff would like to keep the reporting requirement status quo for this group. So our recommendation is staff recommends accepting the amendment to Chapter 4 VAC 2252 to rescind the reporting requirement for charter fishermen outside of the Virginia trophy size season. And in your evaluation packets on pages 11 and 12, you can see where we struck that from Regulation 252. And then there are just a few minor changes on pages 8, 13, and 14 to ensure that the spring trophy season striped bass reporting requirements were then applied to charter fishermen.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Questions from the commission? No. Thank you.
Welcome.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion? Mr. Packard.
I guess I'm still a little surprised at where we staff recommendation is to rescind the reporting requirement. I see the logic, though. I'm having a hard time imagining that we're not getting some good data from these folks, but if the slides indicate that it's probably the case. What most concerning to me was the comment by the one we saw that said no striped bass in the bay to catch. And these are the guys who know how to catch them. That's just observations.
Further discussion? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve staff recommendations.
Motion by Mr. Miner to approve the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Further discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.